100 Word Stories.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Sometimes people take a little bit of extra time to get their weekly challenges going, and, you know, that's the mark of a true master of the 100 Word Stories form. And there is none more masterous than Stephen the Nuclear Man, whose story is just a little late, but I know that just means, oh, you've been brimming, thrumming with anticipation, and so have I, and now the grand moment is, okay, I've hyped this enough. Here's Stephen the Nuclear Man.
Stephen the Nuclear Man here with an apology to Lawrence Simon. I'm sorry, sir, I did not get this story to you in time. However, here it is for you, the listener, in plenty of time. Speaking of time, don't be late like I was. Be sure to vote for 8th Day Genesis in the Any Awards. You can find out all the appropriate information at bit.ly/8thdaygen. That's the number 8thdaygen. Voting is only open until the 31st of July. So, hurry. Now, on with the story.
It seemed like a good plan at the time, Mark whispered.
Julia glared at him.
Shut up.
She went back to staring through the cracks in the wood door. Bleats and squeals mixed with the pounding of hooves.
I mean, Mark continued, I had no idea they were that big.
Julia pointed her gun at him.
Be quiet.
The sounds on the other side of the door grew louder. The wet smack of teeth and rending flesh. The screams of dying pigs. The zombies' moans.
Just... Mark's voice quaked. Maybe we should have hid in the brick shed.